This is the 10th track on the Leicester Oral History Trail. Here in the heart of ancient Leicester, it shouldn't be too surprising that the BBC Radio Leicester building, which was built in 2005, sits on top of a medieval undercroft. In the 1950s and 60s, the previous building on this site had been showrooms for T.H. Wathies, electrical contractors, who also sold household appliances. At the start of this track, you will hear a few seconds of the first ever Radio Leicester broadcast. Then Malcolm Mason and other former T.H. Wathie employees, recorded in 2002, talk about the Wathie showrooms.
This is BBC Radio Leicester. Good afternoon from Radio Leicester, broadcasting on 95.05 VHF.
I was getting towards late teens when they bought St Nicholas Circle, and I remember going up there with Frank Turner, have a look round, and it was basically the remnants of an old warehouse, old cheese warehouse or something there. I mean, you'd still got the traps in the floors and the rope pulley blocks going through. Then, of course, the building was altered and new bits put in. And
the opportunity to get into these premises arose because it fronted St Nicholas Circle, and apparently the council had got all sorts of plans to develop this area. Well, all that was going to be developed into something fantastic, and Sydney bought these premises on that, he really developed it, and it was quite large, a lot bigger than it looks. It's got an extensive basement, and so we all moved in there. In that building, on the left-hand side of the gateway, the front part of it was, again, the retail shop premises, which didn't last for long because trading was changing.
And then the domestic side folded up due to the competition from people like Comet and those sort. I mean, it was installing, somebody wanted colour television, and we'd take them a couple out, perhaps spend the morning setting them up, because they all had to be set up for the area then. You know, like a metal window frame would distort the picture. You didn't just drop it down and go. You have to set all the colour and all sorts of things. It was a morning's job. And we'd do all that. And then the customer would say, no, I don't want it. He did, really. And then he went down to Comet, you see, and got the discount. So he was acting as sales agents for Comet, really. So, of course, that killed the domestic sales off completely. And we started another firm then, Wathie's Kitchen Forum. Converted the showrooms into fitted kitchens. So all the showrooms and appliances went. Yeah. We put kitchens in there. That went for 2 or 3 years, and then that succumbed to the competition.
The BBC buildings at 9 St Nicholas Place were designed in association with Leicester architects Pick Everard and were completed in 2005. The BBC's Director General at the time, Greg Dyke, believed that BBC buildings, funded by the licence payer, should be accessible to the public and should contribute to the quality of the area. So a landmark building, modern in concept but sympathetic to its surroundings, was created. The building houses facilities for the BBC's Asian network, as well as Radio Leicester, and the staff working for regional television and the BBC's websites are also based here. It's also a national training facility for the BBC and includes the only BBC shop in the East Midlands. Move round into Guildhall Lane and continue past the Guildhall and the Cathedral to the crossroads with Carts Lane and Loseby Lane. Cross over onto Silver Street and stop outside the Malcolm Arcade.